Good afternoon. I want to thank everybody for being here today. The City Council is hearing two resolutions and an ordinance to honor Cesar E. Chavez. The first is a Citizens Committee proposal to rename Interstate Avenue to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. It will be heard first. The second is a resolution sponsored by Commissioners Leonard and Adams to establish a street naming process to honor Mr. Chavez. This is the fourth public hearing on the interstate proposal and the second on the Leonard Adams proposal. We'll be hearing from both proponents and opponents of both proponents and opponents of all proposals. As presiding officer, I want to remind everybody of three rules that we're going to observe today. First, if you agree with someone who is saying something that you approve of and want to show your support, do so by raising your hands in the air and shaking. Do not applaud, cheer, hiss, or boo. We want everyone to have a chance to be heard, and we can't do that if we have to stop repeatedly. Second, no signs or placards. If you have brought one, place it under your chair now. Third, because of the large number of people signed up to testify, I'm restricting comments to 2 minutes each. As presiding officer, I'll discuss the order of today's hearings. One, when I direct the council clerk, she will read all items relating to naming a street in honor of Cesar E. Chavez together, and the order as they appear on the docket. Two, the first two items, docket number 1362 and 63, will be presented. Three, docket item 1326 will then be presented. Four, the following six invited presenters of docket number 1362 and 63 will testify. The following people: Commissioner Maria Rojo DeStefi, Pastor Leroy Haynes, Jr., Lynn Smouse Lopez, Marta Gumbas, Maria Lisa Johnson, and Ron Herndon. Six, any invited presenters of docket number 1326 will testify. This will be followed by public testimony for those who have signed up. Eight, when public testimony is complete, docket item number 1362 and 1326 will be voted on in the same order as they appear on the docket. Docket items 1363 will be set over for a vote on Wednesday, November 21st. I believe that the committee and the people in this room deserve an up or down vote on the renaming of Interstate Boulevard. I know there are council procedures to prevent this from happening, but I believe this council owes it to the community to vote on that particular measure. Now we will bring the meeting to order, and Carla, since we've been in recess, please call roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here. Will the council clerk please read the three docket items?
Item 1362, rename Interstate Avenue as Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. 1363, authorize the renaming of Interstate Avenue within the City of Portland to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. Item 1326, declare the city's intent to rename a major arterial street in honor of Cesar E. Chavez and establish a process to complete the street selection by July 1, 2008.
Okay. The first item, 1362.
Mayor, a procedural motion?
Please.
I just want to alert the audience, which I think probably you're already alerted to, that there is a substitute resolution that we will perhaps consider later in the hearing. There should be copies around that would substitute Southwest and Northwest 4th Avenue for Interstate Avenue. So the proposal would be to consider naming 4th Avenue for Cesar Chavez as an alternative. And I would invite testimony from the crowd as you come up onto, essentially, we have all three topics: renaming Interstate, the proposal to on 4th Avenue, and then the proposal that Commissioner Adams and Leonard have on the docket to essentially delay the vote and start a new process. Those are the three things that are before us. I believe there are copies circulating, and I just wanted to put that on the table, Mayor, so people could look at that and say that that may be a resolution that is proposed. It would be proposed as a substitute for the interstate if we get to that point.
And I also need to move at this time to suspend the rules found in Portland City Code regarding the time when matters are placed on the council agenda so that we can place a non-emergency ordinance to clarify and amend part of the city's current street renaming code. This ordinance will clarify the circumstances council can initiate a street renaming and ensure that any proposed renaming is referred to the Planning Commission for a recommendation back to us. So
second.
I'm going to suspend the rules.
There's been a second. Discussion. Call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
No. Is that all? Okay, we'll begin with item 1362. This is the renaming of Interstate Avenue to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. Today we are fulfilling a commitment that was made on September the 6th by the City Council when we unanimously laid out a clear path for a group of Portlanders to follow in their dream to rename Interstate Avenue after a true American hero. I believe that part of the commitment that was made, the committee followed the process we spelled out to them. We would honor their work with an up or down vote on their proposal. I believe we still owe the community that up or down vote. I also believe that too much of this controversy over this proposal has been distorted and drowned out by three untruths that have been allowed to fester. First is that anybody that opposes this is a racist. I do not believe that, and I've never said that. There are people who do believe that, however, and that's part of their opinion and their right to that opinion. Second, that we are somehow asking one neighborhood to bear a special burden. I've never thought of an American hero name on a street would be a burden to anybody. It was also not just to a single neighborhood, but to an entire city. And an entire city dedicating a street to a man whose work should unite and inspire us all. And third, that economic boom that's happening today on Interstate Avenue will somehow be stunted or derailed by naming the street for an American civil rights hero. To believe that, I would have to deny the renaissance happening today on another street whose rename ignited similar passions, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. While it's easy to focus on what divides us, I think it's also important to recognize what brings us together. I believe that all of us want to remember what is important, that Cesar E. Chavez was a giant among us, a humble leader who, through nonviolence, inspired millions of Americans to seek social justice and civil rights for the poor and the disenfranchised in our society. Those basic truths underlie our need to find an appropriate way to honor him, and at the same time, find a place in our city for the first public tribute to a Latino. Our Latino neighbors have watched and waited too long for such an honor, and indeed all of us have waited too long. I believe we have the opportunity before us with this committee's proposal, and I would like to invite the several speakers to come forward. Those speakers are Maria Rojo De Steffi, Pastor Leroy Haynes, Lynn Smouse Lopez, Marta Gumbas, Maria Lisa Johnson, and Ron Herndon. So the first three will be Maria Rojo De Steffi, Pastor Haynes, and Lynn Smouse Lopez. Okay, just before you folks begin, a procedural matter is that one of the citizens has asked if people can show a thumbs down if they don't support renaming proposal. So, yes, you can do that, but do it in a way that shows a little bit of dignity. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Maria Rojo De Steffi. I am a Multnomah County Commissioner and a member of this community. Recently, I wrote to each of you to express my need for clarity. I wanted then to know how it is that the objections to an outcome for a process you prescribed could cause you to advocate for an entirely new process that is virtually certain to result in a similar outcome. Four of the five of you answered with thoughtful, forthright responses, and I thank you for that courtesy. Today, I want to express two things, my dismay at where we are and my certainty that failure to follow through on honoring Cesar Chavez and completing this process will cause more harm than good. In my earlier correspondence, I cited two of my heroes, two men whose life and work have greatly influenced me, Bobby Kennedy and Cesar Chavez. I speculated that naming any street in Portland after Bobby Kennedy would not generate the resistance being shown now by honoring the other of my heroes. I sincerely believe that to be fact. I am dismayed that we are not yet a society where our wonderful diversity can be constantly celebrated, where each of us can witness our very own community embracing the heroes of all cultures, if for no other reason, only because it is important to one culture in our midst. We all need and deserve heroes that inspire us, those who, by their words and deeds, are beacons of hope and model champions of justice. I wish there could have been better understandings so that as we entered into the work of honoring Cesar Chavez, it would have produced a less divisive outcome. I fear that is simply wishful thinking. No process will ensure a lack of controversy. No selection of appropriate honor will be free of controversy. I don't think I even need to mention why. We all know the reasons why. I am also convinced that the minority communities in our region, most specifically the Hispanics in this case, deserve the affirmative action of the City Council in following through with street renaming in honor of Cesar Chavez. The message sent, if you back away from this, doing this is terrible. It will tell me, mi gente, my people, and the thousands of us who are not from the Caucasian majority, that we are less in every way. You may not wish for that to be the message, but I'm afraid it will be so. The Oregonians supported the renaming of Union Avenue over 17 years ago in their editorial, and I quote, "Remember also that the council's decision is praiseworthy. It memorialized an American who should be honored in Portland. It restated the need for this community to address more fervently and effectively the problems of minorities here," end quote. This statement is no less true today. I believe that in your heart of hearts, you want to honor this great man, Cesar Chavez. And in my heart, I know that no matter which street is chosen, we will be facing the same backlash that we are facing now and that was faced when Union Avenue was considered for renaming 17 years ago. My research found that 85% of the property owners on Union Avenue were against renaming it Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. But that strong and secure city council moved forward and renamed the street. What we have today is acknowledgement of an African-American hero who represents our African-American brothers and sisters by sharing his beautiful name on street signs that we see every day in Portland. We, the Hispanic community, are asking that you do the same for us today. Thank you.
To the Honorable Mayor Potter and distinguished members of the City Council, I am the Reverend Dr. Leroy Haynes, Vice President of the Albana Ministerial Alliance, the oldest and largest ministerial alliance in North and Northeast Portland. I come today representing the AMA in support of changing Interstate Avenue to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. There are defining historical moments in the life of a city, a state, and a nation. These historical moments reflect the vision, the character, the morals of what a city or a nation is to be. In the early 1990s, our city had a defining historical moment with the struggle to honor the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by changing Union Avenue to Martin Luther King Boulevard. There was great opposition from both neighborhood groups and businesses. Yet, the mayor and commissioners had enough insight and foresight to step outside of the normal political process, to be statesmen rather than politicians, to see that this was a defining historical moment that will shape and define the future direction of our great city. Today we stand at another defining historical moment on the issue of changing Interstate Avenue to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. Like the change on Union Avenue to Martin Luther King, there are citizens and businesses that oppose the change for a variety of reasons. But the question is, will this city council have enough insight and foresight to discern that this is more than just a regular street change issue? That this is a defining historical moment that will define the vision, the character, and the direction of who we are and where we are going as a city. This is a time for statesmen to rise up once again and discern a defining moment. Our city, we call upon you to do the right thing, for voting in favor of changing Interstate Avenue to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. As history vindicated the past city council for doing the right thing and changing Union Avenue to Martin Luther King, history will vindicate you for making the right decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you for this opportunity. I'm Reverend Lynn Smouse-Lopez. And to tell you the truth, I did not know I would be speaking at this point in the presentation. But I have some things to say. First of all, I am not Latina, contrary to some belief. I am white, European American, and Cesar Chavez is a hero of mine. And to tell you the truth, I also wasn't in on the battleground at the beginning or the formation of the committee or anything like that. But I got pulled in when I heard the responses and some of the racist and denigrating statements that were made to young people and to people who spoke in favor of renaming Cesar Interstate to Cesar Chavez. When I heard how people were treated, including the Native American representative and the Latino leaders of the city, I could not be silent anymore. And I understood where that treatment, because in a small way, our church had received hate mail and emails and phone calls when it was just made known to the press that we were in the process of declaring ourselves a new sanctuary church. We hadn't even decided that and received hate mail and calls and condemning us and telling us how unchristian we were. So I should have seen that ahead of time. I was shocked and dismayed at some of the comments and the denigrating things that were said to the people that were presenting. An honest effort to name a hero and to uplift our city, because certainly, Mayor Potter, I agree with you 100%, naming a street in honor of Cesar Chavez would do nothing to devalue it. It would raise the value and lift the honor. And the other reason I became more outspoken and involved and have spoken to a number of you is because I don't believe that our young people, my children, other people's children, should have to hear over and over again the negative hatred kinds of things and see that the opposition, while not all being racist, mind you, I agree with you, that to be opposed to naming the boulevard is not all about racism, but to hear all those things being made, all those statements that are racist being made, and have people back off that process that was promised to them, and that the committee went through with good faith and completed the hearings and had neighborhood support at the beginning of that and letters of support. To have everyone back off and change the rules in midstream is very disheartening. It's very disappointing. And this is a city I love. I love Portland, and there's so much good about it, but all the negative has come out. And a lot of the negative that has been presented in the past association meetings will continue on if the more hearings that are had and so on. I think it's a venue for the, and I've said this before, it's a venue for the anti-immigrant sentiment that's going across the nation. It's a venue where people can voice their fear, their anger, whatever comes out against immigration. And they're using this name change of not an immigrant, of an American, to bring all that hatred, all that fear, all that to the level that it has arisen to. So I call upon you to stand by the word and the process that was originally presented and to honor our city with this name change. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Marta Gumbas, Maria Lisa Johnson, and Ron Herndon.
Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. I am here as a representative of the Cesar Chavez E. Boulevard Renaming Committee. My name is Marta Wembes, and I'm a resident of North Portland. I want to provide you the description of the board committee support remaining Interstate Avenue, the choice of the committee, and many Latino community members, our choice to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. To date, our committee has received several endorsements, including Senator Abel Gordy, Commissioner Maria Rojo de Steffi, Kaiser Permanente Latino Association, Albina Head Start, Basic Rights of Oregon, Oregon Farmers Work Union, PECUN, New Citizens Market, Albina Minister Alliance, Portland Jobs of Justice, Catholic Careers, State Representative Jackie Dingfuller, El Hispanic News, Berta Ferran, Charles McGee, Hacienda Community Development Corporation, Jesucito Market, Metro Councilor District 5, Mr. Rex Burkholder, Noticias Latinas, Oregon Council for Hispanic Advancement, Portland Guadalajara Sister Association, Maria Alaniz Ruiz, Director of Latino and Community Students Relationship from PSU, Emmanuel Temple, Voz Hispana Chavatista, United Farmer Workers Pacific Northwest Region, Ethos Music Center, Hispanic and Unities in Oregon, Daniel Torres, Shelly Romero, Carlos Perez, Vice President of Oregon Association of Latino Administrations, NWCP, Latino Network, Rod J. from the African American Chamber of Commerce, and many more individuals. In addition of this, I would like to, I was planning to provide the council 2,632 confirmed signatures of individuals or supporting us in interstate. And here it is, all the signatures, more than we supposed to gather for you. Now we decide to keep our signatures to remind that our voice have not been heard today.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Maria Lisa Johnson. I am executive director of Latino Network, a Latino leader, and also a resident of North Portland. Mayor, thank you for the opportunity. I sit before a man of integrity and principle. History will do you justice. I have said before, and I will say again, it is no coincidence that Martin Luther King Boulevard and North Interstate run parallel. During that earlier renaming, community members were also forced to reconsider, to look at other streets, and now the renaming of North Interstate is sounding much the same, like a scratched record, repeating once and again, not here, someplace else is better. It seems this afternoon we have our so-called better. The easy fix, after all. Once the vote is taken, it's done. It's over, right? Not really. Nothing can erase what happened here. In earlier meetings with us and to the media, you stated your interest and commitment to a public process. Are you now implying by your proposal that in Portland, that prides itself as a liberal and participatory city, decisions are still made behind closed doors by white men who have our best interest at heart? That in Portland, that touts itself as a progressive city, city leaders are afraid to confront the hate that has reared its ugly head. No quick fix can undo what has happened here. Let me remind you, commissioners, that the proposal to name a street in honor of Cesar E. Chavez did not come from Commissioner Leonard's office, nor Sam Adams' office, but from our community and from the hard work of a committee that was volunteer. Do not try now to claim it as you're doing out of some distorted attempt to paint yourself as heroes. Do not.
Good afternoon. I know it's customary to say I'm glad to be here. In fact, I'm not. I wish this was a day that I would never have to be in front of this city council on an issue that unfortunately has turned in to be so black and brown. Sorry, white and brown. The Latino community received a commitment from this body about how to go about the process to name a street after Cesar Chavez. They followed the rules. They played by the rules that you laid out. At no point did anyone say, if there's opposition to renaming Interstate, we will not follow the process or we will not rename it. They were never told that. Several of you, as I understand it, committed to the renaming process. If I'm wrong, you can tell me that. I understand, Mr. Stan, you had committed. Mr. Salzman, you had committed. Mr. Adams, you had committed. Mayor Potter has never wavered. Something that I had said earlier in a statement that Sonny Montos said, very simple. La palabra es importante. The word is very important. All of the up and down about who is in favor, who's not in favor, is lost after you give your word. And now I understand that there is an agreement that 4th Avenue is going to be named after Cesar Chavez. I don't know if you understand, if you seriously pursue this, I don't know if you understand what you're doing. You have had the leadership of the Hispanic community, political leadership, highest political leadership in the history of this city, neighborhood leaders, organizations that have been recited to you have all said, we follow the process. This is the street that we want. And please understand, if you really do follow through with this, indeed what was just said a moment ago, you will have, not your fault, but 4 or 5 white men essentially saying to that spectrum of the Hispanic community, we know best for you where Cesar should be. That's what you'll be saying. We know what's best for you and Cesar. That is so insulting. It would have been better if you had just said, no, it will not be Interstate. We'll go from there. But I pray to God. Now, for the Oregonian to get it means that somebody sat down and talked to the Oregonian. Without even talking to these folks here, somebody went and laid it out before the press and said, this is what we're going to do to solve the problem without having the courtesy to talk with them first. I'm not sure if you understand how insulting that is, but we are going to solve the problem. I'll end on this note. Wherever you end up on this issue, I would hope in future discussions that you are very clear about the process and you say, if we get any opposition, all bets off. Just say it in the beginning. If we receive considerable opposition from these sources, no name change. Just say it in the beginning. But pray to God, if you ever give your word to any group of citizens in Portland, you keep it. We may disagree on many things in this town, but we do understand what it means when a person gives their word. We understand that. And if you give your word to any group of citizens, that you keep it. This goes beyond this name change. It goes to what we're teaching our children. These folks had to sit and get insulted, called names, The woman representing Native American community, after she showed her support publicly, was called a squaw. Death threats, harassing phone calls, go back to Mexico. Now, that's what's a part of this process. That's what they have endured. And then to be told, we have solved the problem. I think you've let the city down. I think you've let this particular community down, let this particular community down. And for the rest of us who are just common people, trying to make democracy work, this is one of, excuse my French, this is one of the whitest days in the history of Portland. Thank you very much.
Mr. Herndon, you did ask me a question, so I wanted I think it's important. And as you know, I have a lot of respect for your opinion. I guess what I'm trying to understand, and I'm trying to think all these things through, and I've had a lot of meetings one of which you were at, in which I've tried to describe to people where I think this went awry, and I just want to get your sense on this, which is I do believe the committee followed the process that was laid out on September, whatever the date was. It may have been an absence of conversation. It may have been a misunderstanding. I'm not sure. But I don't ever remember a process where once the community who was leading it got done, there wasn't a follow-up process at the council level. As you're well aware, this is the first hearing we've had in these chambers or in any chambers as a body. And so that's where I see the disconnect as having happened. I know that I would have never said, you do this process and then we don't have to do anything else. And where it began to slide apart for me in the meeting that you were at, and I thought it was an excellent ability to talk back and forth, but we couldn't get there, as I said, I think the greater city needs more time to talk about this. The position was, which I did not feel was reasonable, no, that's it. The process is over because that's what's laid out. And I think that's, we're going to talk a lot more than things about process, but from my point of view, and I just because I respect you so much and I appreciate what you're saying, I want to be on the record saying that's where I disagree, not so much with what you're saying, but with where the misunderstanding appears to have happened. And if this council had said, no matter what happens in the ongoing months, once you finish two public hearings, going to each neighborhood association, 6 weeks of outreach, there will be no debate, no hearings, nothing at the council, the deal is over, that would be as wrong as what you're accusing of us. So now what we've got to do is recognize that, let's say it's all 100% my fault. I'm comfortable with that. I'm not trying to point fingers at you or anyone else. The process has fallen apart. That's where we are now to have that discussion. So that's where I think it fell apart. The idea that when the community discussion ends, there is no more discussion. And typically, and I think appropriately, there are formal discussions in these chambers that just have not ever happened. And let's say that's the council's fault.
Do I get to?
Yeah, of course, yeah. You asked me a question. I wanted to try and answer it. And
I think that should have been made very clear from the beginning. And see, this is what, unfortunately, the individuals who were involved in the name change from Martin Luther King went through the very same thing. The allegations that businesses are going to go to hell in a handbasket didn't happen. Renaissance, Nike, Adidas, it's just been a renaissance on the avenue. We're going to run out of stationery and business cards, or you're going to run out of business cards at some point. You have to order new ones. One person, I do not want my company to have that name on the front of the building. We went through that. But this is the other part that maybe you didn't understand, that any time somebody from an ethnic group in this town confronts the status quo publicly, a lot of nasty things are going to occur. Having gone through this myself, the death threats to your children, the harassing phone calls, the nasty words. It's not like you're trying to overthrow the government. You're exercising democratic rights, and that's what they've gone through. That's the untold part of this. Not honest disagreement, but that part. And when people go through that, they deserve to know exactly how the process is going to work. Not midstream. Well, guess what? There's another part to it. You need to be exactly explicit. Sorry, you have to be explicit. This is how the process works. And to say just what you said, there in the beginning, there are no guarantees. That wasn't said. That was not said. And along the way, when people told them, yes, I will support the name change, along the way in that process, they were told, I will support the name change. Now, once that's said, it's real simple. After you get rid of all of the others, the city charter, this, that, and the other, as far as I'm concerned, a word means something. Your word means something. All this other stuff is a bunch of hooey, but once you give your word, that's it. If there's criticism going to come after that, take it. We all get it. Jesus took it. So if you're on this earth, you're going to get criticized. But once you give your word, as far as I'm concerned, that's it. And I guess that's why I respect Tom so long. I've known him since he was on the police force, a captain of North Precinct. Once Tom gave his word, he might catch hell like he is today, but that's it. That's it, and I respect that forever.
Well, if I can just, Mr. Herndon, weigh in just on that point as well, because I want to be real clear about kind of my perspective on this particular aspect of giving our word, because what you're saying is true. If any of us actually make a commitment, we do need to live up to that, and I agree with that. I wasn't in the other meetings with the other members of the council, so I can't speak to that. But I will tell you that in the meeting that I had, and where this has come back to me as well, saying you promised in the meeting you would support us at the end of this process. And in that meeting, I asked, the first meeting in early August, do you have the support of the community? And I was told resoundingly, yes, you do have. We do have the support of the community. I said, great, go out and have your public process. And at the end of that, I would expect us to be able to approve it. I met a second time with the committee after things began to unravel. I asked for the meeting myself. I called and said, I'd like to talk with you about what's going on. And as we were meeting, I said, I mean, clearly what you told me about meeting with the community, something's wrong, mm-hmm. because that's clearly not the message that's coming back. And what I was told was they define the community. When I asked the first meeting, have you met with the community, they define the community as the Hispanic community. So when I asked the question in early August, have you met with the community, and they said yes, what they explained to me in the second meeting was we were talking about the greater Hispanic community. And I said at that time to them, I mean, it was a frank discussion. I said, then I feel misled. I mean, you can't honestly expect me to make a commitment based on something that you should have known was partial information. I think most people would have thought I was asking about the community within which you were going to have the street be, not the greater Hispanic community. So, again, I don't know if that's the same issue for my colleagues, but it was for me. And the commitment I made that I have never changed is I am going to vote to name a major street in Portland after Cesar Chavez. I said it that day. I've said it every opportunity I've had. And I intend to stick to that commitment.
I was never told that you supported renaming Interstate after Cesar Chavez. I was never told that.
I never said that.
No, I agree with what you're saying. We're saying the same thing.
Okay.
We're saying the exact same thing. Your name never came up as a person who said, I will support renaming Interstate after Cesar Chavez. No one ever said that. That's why I've never called your name. I was very clear about the names I called. Your name was never one that gave their word and then came up with something else.
Thank you.
And I can appreciate differences. I do.
Okay, thank you.
But the other part, I'm from the old school. We shake hands, that's it.
And I agree with you on that.
Mr. Herndon, stay there, guys. I want to ask another question. For anybody on the committee, I think for anybody on the panel, I guess, appreciate if you guys be quiet.
Please be quiet or you'll be removed.
Yeah, I think this whole decision-making process, this vote, has lots of reverberations. It's very important. I have spent hours and hours meeting with various sides, and I'm not looking for any sympathy. That's my job. And what I have seen, and I want to be very clear to the audience, is some wounds ripped into some very good people that did not deserve it, particularly from Latino community. I have also seen a fight in North Portland that I think is about something in addition to what I consider some very racist behavior that I saw that is completely unacceptable. I got calls in my office, things that I have never seen, and I'm not naive. I've been in office a long time. I grew up in Northeast Portland before it gentrified. I have an understanding of some of these issues, although not like the three of you, and I admit that. I saw that wound ripped, and I think it's terrible. I also have seen that there is an argument going on with this city council in North Portland that is in addition to what's happening with the Latino community. There is an argument that the council has put too many things in place too fast for North Portland. And you may not like that, agree with that, but you're falling as part of what's going on here. And a six-week process, blame me. Forget the other four. That's not my point. Has exacerbated that. So the proposal, which is all it was, to consider City Hall. That's where I thought about fourth. City Hall, this building, my business cards change tomorrow. or in a couple months, or if it went through, was made in good faith. And it was not made to try and argue, and I understand what you're saying, and I don't want to go back and forth of whether that was disrespectful or not, because if it was, I apologize. Mm-hmm. What I want to say is that I see a broader chasm going with North Portland that is exacerbating the horrible wound that came from racism around this project and this proposal. Having met with the committee, and I think everybody will agree with this, for hours and hours to express my concern about where this thing was going, the proposal to consider forth comes from that place of saying, I'm not saying one's better than the other. You could say Interstate's way better, but here is a major street upon which City Hall is placed. My business card, so that all the people who say, you know, you want to shove this on me or the other thing, cannot say that to me. And that's all it is. And I want to put that on the table. We don't need to debate it, but I just can't not say out loud that maybe I failed miserably by throwing that out there. It was not from not from the motivation at which I think you're feeling today, and for that I apologize that it came across that way. But I would like to still at least open the possibility of having a conversation about that street. Not making the decision, but having that conversation. And I think what is making this conversation so difficult, and I don't disagree with you, and then I'll stop, Mr. Herndon, is that we've come into a situation where what is being argued is what was promised, how the process went, how things go, and not talking with each other about what's really going on and what the possibilities are. And I just want to open up that, and I want to say, if any disrespect was felt, I take responsibility for that. For that, I apologize on television right now. But I don't think it is wrong to, from the heart, talk about, is there another possibility that might make sense, given all that has gone on, some of which has been very terrible and some of which is understandable. That's all I want to discuss.
Our choice had been Interstate, and it is Interstate. And we have support. And here it is, all the support that we have.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a comment. You weren't in the first meeting that I had with the group that came to my office. And the discussion was around how do we have public involvement in the issue. And we discussed in detail the need to have some public hearings. And I proposed four. And I did it with the concept in mind that we had a public hearing on the renaming of Rosa Parks Way, or Portland Boulevard to Rosa Parks Way. It was a very constructive and productive hearing. That's what I had in mind. I settled for two. We talked in detail at the meeting that I had with the proponents about the need to get neighborhood association support. They brought that issue to me. They were sitting with Doretta, who was from my neighborhood, the Kenton Neighborhood Association, that had already decided at that time, at least I came to learn, the executive committee in support. I said I did not need to see unanimous support from any neighborhood association, nor from get the support from all the neighborhood associations along the line, but that I needed to see some neighborhood support. And in good faith, and I believe it is in good faith, and I have never questioned the intention or motivation of this group, which I find to be pure. They said they had talked to the leadership of these neighborhood associations, and they felt confident that they would be able to manifest some support. That has not come to pass, and because the original portion of this project was done by a group of self-selected folks with the best of intention, who did outreach they thought was good outreach with the best of intention, I have to try to treat all Portlanders fairly, and it's from that motivation that we then introduced a resolution to open the process back up. That's how it came to me. That was the conditions and the context for which the discussion happened, and I did it with the best of intentions, as did they.
Well, obviously, there's significant disagreement upon the steps along the way. One last comment. What makes this even worse is that you're talking to folks who've had promises made to them over generations that were broken over generations. So this ends up being viewed as another promise that was broken. That's why it has to be very, very, very clear what's being said in the beginning, and there is considerable disagreement about what you did agree to. And you're right about one thing. I was not in the meeting. Those who were came away from that meeting with you having said you support changing Interstate to Cesar Chavez. That was their understanding.
There is not a unanimous agreement from the people that were in that meeting, Ronnie, because I also had my staff in that meeting. The other thing that is critically important to put on the record early on is I, like Commissioner Leonard, have never wavered from my commitment to have a major street renamed for Cesar Chavez. And part of the discussion that I want to hear from the public today is why there is no other street in the city of Portland that is worthy of being renamed for Cesar Chavez. There are other streets in the city of Portland that are just as worthy, and in fact, in many ways, 4th Avenue is an upgrade. Now, I understand that that is not the early decision that was made by the group that got together. But we weren't involved in that early discussion, and a lot of the community wasn't involved in that early discussion about what street to move forward with. And that needs to be taken into account as part of this consideration as well. I respectfully submit.
I respectfully suggest to you that if we had to have a referendum or plebiscite on renaming Union Avenue, it would still be Union Avenue.
Next is going to item 1326. Did you folks want to do any presentation on 1326?
No.
Did you have any folks you wanted to call up to discuss? Then we'll move
We have had a hearing on it, just for the records, and we've had discussion, so I think that's sufficient.
How many folks have signed up to testify?
We have about 71.
71? Okay. They'll be called three at a time, and you each have 2 minutes. And remember the ground rules. Please call the first three.
First three are Erwin Mandel, Lily Mandel, and Merrick Stephen. It's S-T-E-P-I-E-N. Sorry. They'll be followed by Clara Padilla Andrews, Serena Cruz Walsh, and Carolyn Leonard.
Thank you for being here. When you speak, state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Hi, Lily Mandel. Today, the four of you proved that attempted rule by fear and smear does not work here at City Hall. Today, let's not forget Commissioners Leonard and Adams' courage. They did not give in to threats and fear. They never faltered. Today, we are all winners, and let's celebrate together by finding an honorable solution in honoring a great Latino American hero, Cesar E. Chavez. Today, I would like to remind you that when Commissioner Leonard heard that a neo-Nazi gang was coming to a Portland park, he brought all of us together to peacefully protest in the tradition of the great civil rights leader, Martin Luther King. We were a rainbow coalition. Commissioner Saltzman was there. Maria Rojo De Steffi was there. Serena Cruz Walsh was there, and many others were there. I don't want to end in a negative way, and I would say today can truly be a great day if we do not allow anyone to divide us. Please, please don't give in to that. Thank you.
Reverend Mandel, I won't need 2 minutes. Great political leaders find no shame in admitting when they have made a mistake. As a former New Yorker, I have only the fondest memories of arguably the best mayor that city ever had, Fiorello LaGuardia. After having made a totally indefensible appointment in 1939, he spoke on a radio broadcast, this was pre-television, and said, "When I make a mistake, it's a beaut." He was immediately forgiven by virtually every citizen in the city. Commissioner Randy Leonard has apologized profusely for his failure to follow the Portland process in order to find the way to honor a true American hero, Cesar Chavez. We are fortunate that we still have a commission form of government. Thank you.
My name is Marek Stepien, and I'm president of the Polish Association located on North Interstate, and I represent the Polish community in Portland. Large portions of the North Interstate Avenue were built by the hard-working immigrants from Poland. Today, we have two historical landmarks located on North Interstate. The Polish Catholic Church, which celebrated its 100th anniversary 2 weeks ago, and the Polish Library, built by the Polish immigrants in 1911. Every year, North Interstate is hosting Polish Festival, one of the biggest ethnic festivals in Portland and the biggest Polish event on the West Coast. And I would like to emphasize that the entire Polish community is strongly against rewriting the history of the street, of the North Interstate Avenue. Here I have over 160 signatures of the people who lived in the area or the families that built this historical area. Cesar Chavez is a hero. All of us agree about that. But the name Chavez does not reflect the history and heritage of North Interstate Avenue. So let's stop fighting against the minorities and neighborhoods of the area. That does not reflect the spirit of Mr. Chavez. And I have a note. I was called racist by Latino activists a few times because of the opposition, but my wife is Latino. And she says I'm an open-minded liberal.
Thank you.
The next three are Clara Padilla Andrews, Serena Cruz Walsh, and Carolyn Leonard. They'll be followed by Jose Gonzalez, Consuelo Zaragoza, and Rudy DeSoto.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm Carolyn Leonard, and I did chair the committee that renamed Union Avenue after the late Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm very concerned that people are so wedded to a name that is not the name of a person. And I'm very concerned that people don't seem to understand the street belongs to everyone. I think the mayor let the arguments be known and that they're not really valid. I'm very, very concerned that we have a lot of Latino community that reached out to all kinds of people. I think that before you say they're all Latinos on that list, one would have to look at the list and see who's really on the list. I'm very concerned that at least two councilmen have agreed that part of the problem in North Portland really has everything to do with how city council has dealt with that part of the city. And I think rather than in midstream changing the process, that city council needs to go and unravel the things that happened with Max, the graffiti, and all of the other issues that are there. And don't allow one community to take the brunt of, because they followed a process and got all the way through because everybody's angry about a whole host of things, that we should stop and change it. I really call upon all of you. I love this city. I'm a six generations of my family live here. I love Oregon. I love Portland. The racism that surfaced isn't going to go away no matter what you do about this street. And I would like for us to continue forward. You vote your conscience, whatever it is, and we'll go forward from here. But after that, you have to look at the racism that exists. Everybody who doesn't want interstate is not racist. But there's enough racism here that it's going to corrupt us for the next 20, 30 years. There are children here that have endured things that they should not have to endure.
Thank you, and good afternoon. My name is Clara Padilla Andrews. I'm a member of the Latino community. And Mayor Tom Potter and members of the City Council, a couple of months ago, I stood before you to speak in support of the proposed city street renaming of Interstate to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. Today, I again stand before you to let you know my support has not changed. I still believe the proposal before you should be honored. I believe the Cesar E. Chavez Committee has done an excellent job. They came to you, our elected leaders, seeking your advice, support, and input. You gave to them advice, encouragement, and the process in which to follow. But above all, the majority of you gave your word. I know, as a former elected official, how valuable your word is. Your word is not something that is taken, that is given without serious consideration and should be respected and trusted. We hear later that there is a proposal by Commissioner Leonard and Adams to name a new committee, dissolve the current process, and make it retroactive. Seriously, do you think that the Latino community is not capable of forming its own committee and following city process? For years, I have witnessed significant injustice, and yet we as a community continue to strive successfully. We bear the pain of prejudice. We bear the scars of injustice. And many of us who continue to work toward making Portland a better place for all to live, carry the bruises. Last night, to my surprise, I arrived from out of town to receive calls letting me know that yet there's another proposal to change the original proposal. Now be serious. If just for a moment, did you think this one through? Where I agree, Fourth Street is a great street. It is not following the process that you set for us. In closing, I want to thank the perseverance of our committee, especially co-chairs Martha Güemes and Jose Romero. And now I encourage you, Mayor Tom Potter, and members of the commission to honor the committee's proposal and rename Interstate to Cesar E. Chavez. Gracias.
Good afternoon, Mayor Potter, commissioners. I'm Serena Cruz Walsh. The Chavez Committee came to this council with a simple question. Will you support renaming Interstate Avenue after a Latino hero, Cesar Chavez? It's a question that remains unanswered and a question that I urge you to address today. I think the committee, the Latino community, and all of Portland deserves a clear statement from each of you. It seems like your collective answer, with the exception of Mayor Potter, will be no. That is a disappointment to me personally, but I will recognize your right to decide this question. I will note, however, that something in your thinking has changed over the last several months because you all individually previously demonstrated your support for the change on Interstate. I suppose one of two things happened. Either you thought that Interstate was too good for Cesar, or you decided that the change was too controversial. I'd really like to understand what your decision was. Interstate is an important street, which is why the committee chose it to place honor our hero. I don't think there should be too much mystery about why Interstate. It is a great street. It's got light rail on it, and it connects all of the civil rights heroes that have been honored in this city, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and then Cesar Chavez. When Ron Herndon got up here and said to you just now, if Union Avenue had gone out to a vote or if it had been a popular measure, it would still be Union Avenue instead of Martin Luther King Jr., there were comments in the gallery that were said, well, it still should be. So I really think it comes down to the vocal opposition of neighbors and the thud, thud, thud of our editorial community. Interstate simply was bad politics for you, and it is costly politics for you. The best way to honor Chavez is to support the efforts of the Citizen Committee working to make his name a part of Oregon's geography. You don't need to be creative. You don't need to calculate the maximum optimum benefit ratio. You don't need to look for the place with the most bang. We just need you to support this street name change now. It won't be an easy decision, but then these types of decisions never have been.
Thank you.
The next three are Jose Gonzalez, Consuelo Zaragoza, and Rudy DeSoto. They'll be followed by Reverend Chuck Curry, Carlos Perez, and Elizabeth.